Hey everybody, welcome back to another version of Flock and Gather. Yes, it's only 18 minutes, so take us on a walk or listen in your car. I've got a good friend. Well, she might not think I'm a good friend anymore because I left Minnesota and she's in Wisconsin, but she will forgive me when she comes and visits us in Arizona. Kelly Martin at the Edgewater in Madison. How are you, my friend?
I'm so good. How are you?
Good. Okay. Someone asked me the other day, where do you get the name, the spelling K-E-L-L-E-Y-E? Is that your mother for Kelly or what?
Yeah, my mom couldn't remember if she wanted the E before the Y or after the Y. So she just threw E's in everywhere.
It's true, right?
Yep.
Okay. So, you know, my birth year, I'm an A-L-L-A-N. I never meet Allens that are spelled my way because it was either A-L-A-N or A-L-L-E-N. But yeah. My mom wanted to name me after my, well, he's long gone, three generations ago, my great-great uncle named Aaron. So she put two A, like your mom liked E's, my mom wanted A's. So I am A-L-L-A-N. And I tell people it's A-L-L-A-N and they still spell it wrong. It just doesn't.
Yep.
Right? We don't care.
I tell people it's Kelly with an I, but like an eyeball. So, yeah.
And they still don't get it right, do they?
No.
Okay.
I used to hate it, but now I like it.
So. Yeah, I know. And it's Martin, right? We got the Martin part. You've been married, is it 2 years now?
It'll be 2 years next week. Yeah.
I totally remember. Okay. And I totally learned something new from Damien Ferris about you today, that you are an extraordinary cook.
It's my stress reliever. I love to cook. It really is. And especially through all this quarantine, I've been cooking like crazy.
Do you have a special kitchen? Is there something special about your kitchen?
I have a big kitchen. I've always loved to cook. I just, even in small kitchen, big kitchen, we used to go out to eat all the time and I'd be like, I think I can make this at home. And I think I have a good palate that I can dissect things and be like, oh, it's got a little bit of this or a little bit of that. And I'll come home and recreate it. So,
did, when you guys bought your house, did you take a harder look at the kitchen then? The kitchen's got to be right amongst everything else, right?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Actually, the funny thing is about the kitchen, I have said to my husband that I think we have the perfect kitchen to have a cooking show. So, and he thinks I'm crazy, but you know.
Can I tell you something? There would be nothing wrong with doing some kind of taped podcast with, and you know what I would call it? Kelly in the Kitchen. It's kitschy, right? Kelly in the kitchen.
Yep.
Wait, so shrimp and grits for dinner?
Yep, little shrimp and grits for dinner tonight.
Oh, man. Is that spicy then?
A little spice, not a lot, but a little.
Like you know, Cajun? Is that Cajun style?
I think that's a good way to put it. So, yeah, it's got a lot of flavor, a little bacon.
Oh, well, of course, you know bacon's a food group in my world, so.
And we have good bacon in Wisconsin.
So. I know. So one of the things I miss from Minnesota is that we had where we lived out in Waconia, an hour west of Minneapolis, we lived in a lake community. There was a 125-year-old butcher shop where, you know, guys used to bring the deer right up to the back door and they would say, how do you want it? And you'd tell them how you want it fixed up, and they would just clean it and slice it right there. In their cabinet, they had 12 kinds of bacon. You order a New York strip, and they would give you the sheet that says, we make it 6 different ways. How do you want it? You know, I mean, everything they did, and there was no fuss, no muss. They prepped and cooked everything. So, like, you got it and took it home. And you know this, Kelly. Once you start eating what I'm going to just call healthier, non-processed food, your body reacts differently. Like if I eat meat that, when we, thank God, about 12 minutes from here is a place called the Meat Market, and it is a fresh butcher shop. And if we eat from there, my body never bothers me. I'm not picking on my friends. Sometimes we go to friends, maybe they bought the steak at Costco or somewhere else, or they went to Safeway. And I got to tell you, I pay for it the next day. It is, my body is not used to eating the processed part. It likes really clean food. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, no, I think that fresh, clean, you know where your food comes from. That's what's so great about living in Wisconsin. I mean, we have such great farmers markets, even in the winter. So getting everything fresh. I love going on Saturdays, going to the farmers market, take my little basket. I look like a 90-year-old woman. But I've got, and then I'll just plan our menu for the whole week based on what I can find at the farmer's market.
Well, there's a reason they call you guys cheeseheads, but I don't look at it as a negative. The only negative is that the Vikings can't seem to figure out how to beat Green Bay, and that still makes me angry. But I digress, okay?
Well, you know I'm a Seahawk living in
Texas. Oh, a Seahawk, and I remember. See, you should be connecting to Monty Zwang. I talk to him all the time. He goes into bouts of depression when they lose. Then when they win, he talks about these glimmers of what the season could be. But that's the same with all of us. We love our teams come hell or high water.
That's right. It's tough to be a fan.
Tell us how, I don't remember if Wisconsin's been open or closed, but what's going on at the Edgewater? I mean, you're at a beautiful facility, but how have you travailed through these last 8-10 months? What's going on?
Yeah, we shut down March 19th. Like the rest of the world. And we got the green light to open the very end of May. We held off a week and we opened June 5th because we brought our staff back about 5 days before we reopened just to go through some training, because I won't say everything changed, but just some of their protocols and cleaning and sanitizing changed. So we've been, riding that roller coaster, or as my friend calls it, the Corona coaster, since June, back open. We've, had a few scares. We had a therapist actually test positive, a massage therapist, which was my worst nightmare come true. But
is that an automatic 2-week closing then, or what happened?
No, we actually sent every single employee, even if they hadn't been around her in close contact, we sent every employee to get tested and waited for them to get their results back. And they're so quick here. We had results back within 24 hours. So we actually closed for 2 days just to make sure everybody got back and everyone was negative. So I really felt good about all the protocols we put into place because nobody else got infected. And she didn't get it from here. So, the worst part was having to actually call guests and I called them personally just to let them know that they might have been exposed, but every guest was so really great about it and felt safe. So
how can you be angry? I mean, we all need to have soft shoulders with each other because this is just one of those world-changing events. I was going to say it's no one's fault. It actually might be the Chinese government's fault, but we're not going down that road, right? But that being said, you can't be angry at people. And it's like, okay, we go to Total Wine, but I call it Total Tequila. That'll tell you something about me. And it says, like, every store you go to says, please wear a mask when you enter. How come everyone except one couple's walking around the store and they don't think they need to wear a mask? I mean, I don't want to talk about the validity of whether a mask works or not. But if a store says wear a mask, put the damn mask on.
Yeah. It's funny because in Wisconsin, we've had, since we reopened, spas had a mandate that they had to wear masks, staff and guests. So from the day we reopened, and then in July, maybe August, the state went to a mandate for masks everywhere. So it didn't affect us at all, but it affected, other people. They were like, oh my gosh, you have to wear a mask all the time. And I'm like, well, we've been wearing masks since we reopened. So it's, it's interesting. You don't have a mask mandate in Arizona, do you?
We have like a nothing mandate. I mean, I'm only that you go in the store. And it's been weird because when a lot of states were spiking, we were getting like less than 100 a day. But now we're as bad, 5,000, 8,000, 3,000. I mean, and isn't it ironic that this is happening at the time that the vaccine's coming out? I just pray people don't take the first vaccine and go, hey, you can go out and do everything, go to the bars. No, you can't. Isn't it amazing how little patience people have? You've learned it, right, during this pandemic?
I just said to my boss today, I said, they just started today in Wisconsin giving the vaccine to healthcare workers. And I said, you wait. I give it a month, maybe two, but 1 month. I said, people are going to be running around like, oh, there's a vaccine now, we're good. Because they don't want to stay inside anymore.
So a good friend of mine, 38, 40 years, I don't know how old he is, 38 or 40, he's in our business, in the skincare business. He got COVID. We had played golf the weekend, but I'm counting the days backwards going, oh crap, could he have been infected? I think I was just on the sliver, so I canceled some appointments and stayed home. But I hit that 11, 12 day window, and Kathy didn't feel bad. Conversely, he told me, literally about every 2 hours, he had this like yawning, like he had to take a nap. That was his whole thing with COVID. That went on for like a week, 10 days. He lost his taste buds. He got his taste buds back. And now he said he feels pretty good, but it's been a month, not 100%.
Yeah.
And I think I know that it's different in everyone. So look at, I wear a mask. We mostly stay home. I wash my hands. I was just feeling them. They're inordinately dry, and I lotion them to death, but it doesn't matter. Just play by the rules, people, and Please don't make it a mess for everybody else. So,
well, I just want to get back to quote-unquote normal, because we are not. Our hotel, we're very slow. Dane County that we're in is very conservative with was very liberal, but conservative with, you know, we've been locked down and super restricted. So, you know, we're just – you know, our restaurants are slow. And
is the spa open?
Spa's open. Spa is our little glimmer of hope on property, because we're the only ones that are busy.
Are you open at 100%?
Sort of. We opened 5 days a week when we reopened, and then in September we went to 7 days, and then Thanksgiving was weird and normally busy, and we had, you know, our numbers were hitting, they were telling everyone to stay home, so we just went almost to a screeching halt again. So I made the call to start closing Tuesdays and Wednesdays, just for the, because I don't know what the first quarter is going to bring us, so let's just wait and see, because I'd rather my team to be busy when they're here, and you know, I felt like we were just spreading it 7 days worth of work over, or 5 days over 7 days. So we're running, I mean, we're about 60% of what we would be normally this time of year.
And at your 60%, are you full?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, every single place that I'm talking to across the country, at whatever percentage they're open, they're probably as busy as they can be at that level. So, you know, I was always a twice a month massage goer. And I kind of stopped in March. And can I tell you, as much as anything else, I miss getting regular massage. So I went 2 weeks ago and I got a massage. There's a spa 6 minutes from my house there. And it was a great experience. And they're all masked up and there's squeeze clean everywhere. And I'm, you know me, I'm looking at the floor. I'm looking at, and it was spotless. I mean, it was obvious they were. And the interesting, it took me 4 days to get an appointment. I had to take the first one they had. They're flipping busy.
Yep.
I've also got a spa about 10 minutes the other way. She told me she's got 10 massage therapists. They're trying to hire 3 or 4 more, and they can't hire them because everybody's working.
Yep. Yeah, it's been interesting. I will say, like, normally we'd be 2 weeks out booked in normal times, and we're booking like 3 to 4 days out. So like today I'm like, we're not that booked for this coming weekend. And I just spent the last hour and a half at my desk helping my front desk answer the phones because we're taking calls for this weekend. So that's been the weird trend of not booking up that far out.
Yeah.
But then booking up. So
are amenities open? Is everything open in your facility, or is there no hot tubs or steam rooms or what?
Everything but the steam rooms. And that's just based on our county order. Everything could be open, but like our pools are at 50%, our gyms are at 50%. So all of that, it just is, you know, less. So we have a lot of signs up.
You know what I think is ironic? When you said that the Edgewater, the spa itself, is the slight glimmer of light on the whole property. And it's reminding me of the days when spa really was starting to kick off. And all the hotel directors and owners were going, I don't want to spend money on a spa, but I know we have to have one and it won't make any money, but we'll open one anyways. And now it's like spa is the
I know. It makes me laugh because, you know, 23 years of doing this, I'm like, hey, look who's coming out now.
This is clapping.
Yeah. I will say we just opened our ice rink last week because, remember, we're in Wisconsin. And our ice rink, because it's outside, is very busy as well.
Oh, I can imagine. So. Listen, We try and walk here. We were laughing. Okay, people, before Kelly and I got on, I was telling her I've become this wuss because it goes down to like 45 degrees here at night and I've got three layers on and a knit cap and gloves. And I thought, what happened when I was in Minnesota? It could be zero. I'd run out to the car in a t-shirt. And now I don't know what the heck happened to me, but I miss ice skating. And because you know that people say, yo, you're from Minnesota. They could say this about Wisconsin too. And they go, did you ever skate? And I'm going, skate. It's like, we learned to skate before we learned to walk. My dad had us in skates on the pond. I don't even think I knew how to walk yet, you know?
See, coming from Washington, you don't.
We've been talking with Kelly Martin. She runs the Edgewater. It is an amazing spa hotel facility in Madison. Right now, of course, only the spa is open. So Kelly is the shining light in her world.
Well,
I don't know.
It's open, just not everything's busy.
Yeah, not everything's busy, right? I fresh my memory. Do you sit on the iSpa board or you do something with iSpa, right?
I do. I sit on the iSpa board and I am actually on the executive board. I serve as treasurer.
Good. So fingers crossed, right? I mean, iSpa is supposed to be here now in my new adopted hometown of Phoenix come May.
Yep, beginning of May.
Send your prayers. We want to have iSpa open and going on. I haven't talked to Lynn in a bit, but things are still cruising along. I've watched a lot of the videos, and of course, Mr. Huey seems right in his element and doing what he's doing.
He does. He's good with interviewing, and he's so good with the guests when he has them on the Shine On series. So yeah, it's been great.
Good. Anything else we need to talk about iSpa? We want people to support iSpa. So what do they need to know?
I would say right now, just remember that iSpa was there for you with the reopening toolkit. That was, you know, I know it's been clicked on over 200,000 times around the world. So we would encourage people to renew their memberships. That's huge right now. And I know budgets are really tight, but we have a wonderful monthly payment plan that can be done that takes it down to very, very inexpensive, like $60 a month. And then just get ready for conference in May, because we're going to be there. It may look different, but we're excited to see everyone. And I know we're not supposed to hug everyone, but it could be some long, aggressive hugs. I miss people.
Good, me too. Well, look at why that... you're talking to a hugger, right? So whether it's trees, dolphins, or people, I like hugging. Make sure you lean into me now that I'm living here. If there's anything I can help with, I'm always happy to. So please ask, okay?
I for sure will. I'm jealous of your warmth down there.
Kelly Martin, we've gone from Wisconsin to Minnesota to Arizona to your kitchen. I can't wait to see you in person in May.
Can't wait. Thanks, Alan.
It's a pleasure. And friends, remember, please be kind to one another.